The Museum of Fine Arts in Houston is a single building with two contrasting facades. One is a stone temple of art that symbolizes tradition and authority. The other is a modern cage of steel and glass, a forum for bringing art to the city and the city to art. The Houston architect William Ward Watkin designed the earliest phases of the museum. The first opened in 1924, the second in 1926. He used Ionic columns and other classical elements that had identified buildings as art museums since the early 19th century. Classical columns symbolized the desire of Houston's elite to give their city the cultural amenities that they identified with more established cities. But by 1954, the next generation of the city's cultural elite sought to symbolize something new, Houston, the modern city. They turned to the German-born architect Ludwig Mies van der Rohe of Chicago to complete Watkin's building. Mies's approach was the opposite of Watkin's. He discarded stone columns for unadorned steel piers and girders. Instead of entombing art behind limestone walls, Mies created glass-walled galleries that, from the inside, put the surrounding city on display. Mies died in 1969, but his master plan for the museum was completed when the last phase opened in 1974. Mies tied his modern additions to Watkin's classical original so securely that the museum became not a patchwork of ill-joined pieces, but a whole. Mies respected the existing pattern of pedestrian routes of Watkin's building, so visitors moved smoothly between the two. At Houston's Museum of Fine Arts, Mies masterfully resolved the tension between old and new, and yet, just as masterfully, preserved the identity of each.